Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
You are, you're with me.
Now, this week for our focus during Lent, you spoke about good works and almsgiving. And you started with the scripture from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. So I want to read it again. It's a good verse. And it says this, "For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." I think it's an amazing thing that God has prepared good works for us to do and that it is to be our way of life.
That's what I was struck by. It's not just good works during Lenten season or different times. It's got to be our whole way of life. I was really struck by that. I'd never seen it quite like that before.
Yeah, that the way that we live our life is to do
good works. Good
works.
Good things.
Yeah, good things for other people, for, yeah, those around us. And so, yeah, that's kind of really struck me. But it comes from a starting place of God creating us and us recognizing who he's made us to be. And then I think once we recognize that, then we recognize, well, God's done that for
everybody.
And so it puts us on this equal footing with everyone in life.
Yep. I'm no better than anybody else.
Yeah. And that it's through that that God has, with Christ Jesus, that he's given us good works to do. And yeah, I just made me think, so what are the good works that I'm doing in my life? And is it a way of life for me?
But we also can't, we can't take the accolades, because it's God who's already prepared the good works for us. It's just being revealed to us what those good works are, or for us to notice and see them. How many good works have I missed out on doing because I never saw or never acted?
So we would want eyes to see where these good works are.
Yeah. So it's God who's prepared the good works already. He's set up the... You know how people can say, oh, it's just coincidence. No. He set up the circumstances, the place, the time, me being there, whatever it could be, just so I could do that good work.
Mm. It makes me think then, what are good works?
Anything he might have on his agenda. Could it be a smile to someone who was feeling very low? Definitely good work.
But it makes me think, I think often we think of the word, we associate the work with like our job, like we have a tendency to do that, but these are talking about just all the time, things that come our way maybe out of the blue.
Maybe we're driving by, it starts to rain and we see someone walking by and we think, oh, I could give them a lift. They're at the neighbor around the corner from me. Pick them up. Take them home so they don't get wet.
Yeah,
that's a good work, isn't it?
Yeah. I also think of good works as in to show mercy, to show compassion, to show love towards others. So, yeah, it's not just about like an actual, I don't know how to describe it, like achieving a job of some sort. Like there's more to it. There's a deeper aspect that is recognizing, I suppose, the dignity of a person in what you're contributing in your good works. You shared from Book of Matthew chapter 5:16, about how when we do good works, that's when we can show the light of Christ to others. Like we can't always say to someone,
I'm a Christian, Jesus loves you.
But our good works can be evidence of that. And it again goes to, like we've been talking about the last few weeks when we're talking about different areas of our lives, it goes to the heart of who we are that maybe, you know, others don't always see, but God sees.
The heart of who God is forming us to be even more.
Yeah, well, that's a good way of saying it too, of like God is always forming us and the good works continue to form us.
Sometimes the good works are for someone else, but the good works can also be for us to go, that's how I need you to behave. Look how much love you gave that person.
Mm.
And it not just helped the person, it helped you.
Mm.
Mm. Yep. You know, God does things to form us all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. And so some of the good work is for our formation.
Mm.
Or, you know.
Yeah. So it makes me think, like, a reflection that we can have is to be asking ourselves, what good works am I doing? And is it my way of life?
Yes.
I think that's an important aspect, because we can do good works here and there, but a way of life means it's every day, all the time.
There was a gentleman, actually a couple, that Bruce had met over the years, and he was such a generous soul that one day, I don't know how he shared it with Bruce, but he was saying, my wife's going to be annoyed with me. Bruce goes, why? And he said, because I've just given away the green couch that we have at home. And Bruce was, what? He said, oh, I met a couple that have just moved from so-and-so and they've got nothing. And Bruce goes, oh, will she be annoyed? And he said, actually, no, because she's used to me doing this. I was thinking, oh, my goodness. Wow, how generous he is, but how also generous she must be. Over the years, even if she gets annoyed, like, I really love that couch.
Yeah.
But that she must know what that's what he's yeah, like. Yeah,
it
like,
it's funny. I often actually think of that story, like when Dad shared it to us years ago.
Yeah.
I often think, would I give my couch? You know, like, yeah. Like,
what do I now have?
And what would my husband think if he walked home and there's no couch in the living room? Like, you know, and that's the main part of our house. Like, the,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would, like, I would want to, like, as in I want to
yes.
do it.
Yes.
But I don't actually know that I would be able to say yes in the moment when that kind of, you know, so that that challenges me.
Yeah. But also maybe God wouldn't ask that of you.
Of me, yeah.
He's asked that of them. Mm.
Mm.
You know?
But, yeah.
Yeah.
You then spoke about almsgiving.
Yeah. The extra.
It's the extra. I mean, that sounds like a bit of extra well. To me. Yeah, yeah. But particularly at this time of Lent, one of the pillars of Lent is prayer, fasting and almsgiving.
Mm.
And we talk about almsgiving because it's giving over and above what you may already be giving,
mm-hmm.
and stretching ourselves for those who are in need, for yes. recognizing those who, for some reason, we don't always have answers less to fortunate. These things, but don't have everything maybe yes. that we have.
Yes.
And so this is a time of year where we can extend ourselves to say, I recognize your need and I'm going to give, which is why in our parishes we often have Project Compassion and other things, because we're giving to those who are in need. And, you know, maybe you're being challenged to do that this year. We should all be challenged to do that, but maybe some of us are being challenged in a different way.
Especially when, you know, the economy is not very good and you can sometimes think, but I've got to keep that for myself.
Mm, mm.
But listen to what God says to you.
Mm.
Don't, you know, like I often think God does ask more of some people than others, but in different areas.
Mm.
What does the Holy Spirit asking you to do? Because he's not comparing. He's not saying, oh, Emma, Rosemary gave this, but you're only giving this.
Mm.
No, he doesn't compare. He looks at our heart and he looks at what he's asked of us and then says, will you?
Yeah. So the weekly challenge for this week is to ask God to open your eyes and ears to what good works he wants you to do. And be encouraged that the Holy Spirit will show you.
Because he's already prepared them ahead of time.
Yeah, that's it. He's prepared it.
He's got it already.
So there should be one right out your door.
Mm.
Yeah. What will come? We don't know.
No.
But we hope that you're really enjoying this chat and we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.